Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see about Dr. Susan Hasek, Associate Professor, Tulane School of Public Health, Tropical Medicine. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm well.
Have you ever been on a seesaw and been at the bottom and then jumped off when you were a kid and let the other person go crash toward the ground?
I have played on a teeter-totter, but I never did that to anybody, Tommy.
Oh, well, neither.
That was what boys did.
Neither did
girls
I.
Girls didn't do that.
Yeah. Well, I did. Believe me, I did. And boys did it to each other and sometimes a girl. Anyway, let's talk about what you're here for. First of all, how you been? We haven't spoken to you in a while.
I'm doing well. Been kind of catching up on everything that I ignored during the pandemic, as far as my house and all that sort of thing. But doing well. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you, Doc. Let's talk about the latest. I don't know what's going on. I know I tried to get a COVID shot at the pharmacy, and I was told I needed a prescription now to get a COVID shot. I guess that's something new. And also, what are the guidelines when it comes to flu shots and COVID shots and prescriptions and vaccines and all that stuff?
Well, it's in a bit of a mess right now, frankly, as far as a public health perspective goes. Since the committee that provides recommendations for vaccine procedures and utilization was disbanded by the secretary and reconfigured with people who don't particularly favor vaccination, things have gotten quite confusing.
Can you kind of sort it out as best as you can for those of us that wonder about flu shots and COVID and all that stuff?
Flu shots haven't really changed.
Okay.
And so everyone should get their flu shot every year because the flu virus changes a lot in between seasons. And flu is still a potentially really problematic disease for the very young and particularly the very old, or not so very old. And then COVID has gotten much more confusing and much more challenging, I think, and will be more problematic. But it is still important that everyone get their COVID boosters. As far as I can read, insurance companies are still planning to cover it. But some states, including Louisiana, have put a additional barrier in there to getting it. You can't just walk into the pharmacy and request one. You need to get one from a physician. The problem there is, many people don't have a physician that they see regularly, so they don't have a way to access that prescription process. And in addition, it's just another added step that is going to be a barrier to people who need to get it to have access to that shot. So that is, from my perspective, of making people having is the easiest possible access to things that will keep them healthy, a real problem.
So for those of us who went down the COVID road, you talked about stuff you're still catching up on, and it changed all of our lives. It was a sea change in the world, right?
It's still here.
Well, and that's my question. How concerned are you now that there's another hurdle toward, well, I guess you can call it a hurdle toward getting the vaccine, because now I'm going to have to, and I firmly believe in a COVID vaccine. I'm, you know, over 50 years of age, and I want to protect my health. I get a flu shot every year. Can't remember the last time I had a cold. I know you're going to say that has nothing to do with anything, but I'm just saying I don't. And I am prone to some respiratory issues. That's why I always get it. But for people that, for whatever reason, maybe would have gotten it, but now it's like, well, I'm not going to go make an appointment and see a doctor or this or that, the other thing, and pay this and that to get the vaccine. How concerned are you of a resurgence of COVID with people not getting vaccinated?
I am concerned because even though we have been living with this particular virus for a number of years, it too continues to change, perhaps even more rapidly than the flu virus does. And what protection might exist from prior vaccination or prior infection may not remain as beneficial to us individually and collectively for a long time.
Because what we're talking about here, what the legislature did, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know you're a doctor, not a lawyer, or maybe you're both, I don't know.
No, I'm a doctor.
Okay. But rather, they didn't force anybody. It's not like they were saying there was a COVID mandate, but instead they made it harder for people to get the COVID vaccine. That's the bottom line on this, is it not?
Yes, it is. And that by dropping the universal recommendation, which is one of the decisions by the vaccine committee that just came out, it's going to drop off of people's radar even more quickly is what I'm afraid of. People still hear, you know, every year you need to get a flu vaccine. Once they stop reminding people to get a COVID vaccine, we know that uptake is going to drop, and people that really need it for protection to keep them from being hospitalized or perhaps in the worst case scenario, dying from COVID, are going to find it more and more less and less impinging on their awareness of the kinds of things they need to do. And if they don't have a regular doctor where they go to see them for an annual checkup and get reminded, you know, about have you gotten this shot, have you gotten that shot, whatever, the more difficult we make it for people to access things that will help keep them well, the more problematic it is for those people to, you know, do what would be best for them.
I think the insidious part of this is I don't know that you can just set up a tent somewhere and start writing prescriptions to people for COVID vaccines. I don't know if you can do that ethically. I don't know if you could do that legally. I also don't know from a liability standpoint if you would want to do that, right?
Well, I think that one solution is, and it's what I'm going to try and do, is send an email message to my primary care provider and get her to write a prescription, send it into my usual pharmacy so I can go get my COVID shot. That's my plan. I'm hoping I won't have to make an appointment to get a prescription. That's the kind of barrier that, frankly, people who want to make it difficult to get vaccines choose to impose on populations.
That's what I meant by...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The insidious nature of it, because it's one thing to force somebody to get a vaccine, but it's something else to make it more difficult for people that want to get it to just get the vaccine and do what they think is right. Tell me what's going on with measles too, doctor, the vaccine.
Well, I don't know if you have children, Tommy.
I'm 29 years old, so.
Okay. So long time ago, but. Children have a schedule of vaccinations that are recommended to protect them against all sorts of infectious diseases that in the past have killed or made very sick populations all around the world. These diseases aren't gone. They are still out there and circulating, but because we have had historically high vaccination levels for diseases like measles and whooping cough, we have seen them very infrequently. We are now seeing more and more cases of measles, outbreaks of whooping cough and measles occurring much more frequently, and that's very problematic. But one of the things that has always been a challenge for childhood vaccination is that there are a lot of diseases and a lot of vaccines. And so if they are individual vaccines, then the child has to experience many shots. And no kid likes to get a needle stuck in their arm or in their leg. And so the design of these multiple target vaccines, like the MMR, which is measles, mumps, and rubella, now MMRV with varicella chickenpox added in, is to make it just fewer needle sticks for kids to get the protection that they need to, you know, have a healthy and happy childhood. The varicella is important because if you get infected with chickenpox, even though it is not in a child necessarily a serious disease, it's unpleasant and uncomfortable, but it can be very problematic for adults who get it. And it is what ultimately can cause shingles in older adults as they age, if you've had chickenpox in your past. So vaccinating against varicella is an important long-range, multi-generational kind of intervention. And removing it from the MMR just makes it one more injection that kids have to get.
Well, and again, talk about insidious nature of that, doctor. As a parent, and again, it was a long time ago, but one of the hardest things in the world to do as a parent is to have the child look at you as a baby thinking, you know, that you're the protector and everything else, and you know the doctor's going to stick him with a needle and it's going to hurt, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just you got to have a little bit of pain to get the protection, and I just think, again, there's an insidious nature of that parents are going to be hesitant to have their child stuck twice, so the vaccine is going to fall by the wayside. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time. Dr. Susan Hasig, Associate Professor, Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Dr. Judy Ho, Clinical Forensic Neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, about gentle parenting. We'll explain what it is when we return on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.